UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, is determined to help Bangladesh solve its water problems. In a country with approximately 800 rivers and tributaries, it's hard to imagine that this vital resource cannot be used most of the year. Peter Ravenscroft, a UNICEF specialist in water, sanitation and hygiene, or WASH, explains.
At this time of year, we're in the middle of the monsoon. There is water everywhere. Even in the rivers where we are now, the water is fresh. But if you come back in 6 months' time, you will find the water around us is saline. People suffer terribly. They have to walk often kilometers to fetch water, or they're buying water, which is very expensive. And often it's not of good quality for drinking.
UNICEF is working with local scientists and their counterparts from the Netherlands to address the problem. They've devised a system to collect rainwater during the monsoon season, which is stored underground for use later on. As it flows there, the drinking water displaces the saline groundwater. It can then be pumped out after the monsoon. Dr. Kazi Matin Ahmed is with the geology department at Dhaka University, the oldest university in Bangladesh.
We are standing at a place where we started a new research in Bangladesh. So we are using pond water and rooftop rainwater to store it underground. You can see water trickling here, coming from that tank, and we have sands inside the well. So water is passing through this sand, and we are storing it in the natural storage underground. So this is the thing we are doing. So why we are doing it? Because water quality here was not usable. So because of infiltration of this rainwater and pond water, so we are creating a freshwater buffer underneath. So like 3 years ago, there was no source of drinking water here. Now people are getting water from this well here. And every day, few hundred people comes here and collect their water for drinking purpose.
UNICEF says not only is the water cleaner and safer than other sources, but because it is held underground, it is protected from the cyclones and floods that often hit this region. Better water also means better health, according to villagers like Chandana Ray.
We used to drink water from another well, but that water was dirty and made us ill. Now we only drink water from this new well. This water tastes good and we don't get sick anymore.
So far, 20 test sites have been established across Bangladesh. UNICEF wants more people to benefit, and the project will be extended to 100 locations. Making sure the system is sustainable is a top priority for Peter Ravenscroft, the UNICEF water and sanitation expert.
Our commitment is to build these schemes in a way that they can be managed by the communities and operate for 10, 20 years until ultimately perhaps a public water supply comes. But for many, many thousands of people in Bangladesh, perhaps millions of people, this is one, two, or three decades away.
UNICEF hopes other organizations will now copy this technique, not only in Bangladesh, but in other countries also. Deanne Penn, United Nations.